I don't think anything says more hippie flower power than that song does. 1967, the year for Scott McKenzie, San Francisco, here at Local News and Timeless Heads, WRJN. And before we get to the real news, here's some moron news this morning. A guy in Virginia gets arrested after he went into an open house, decided he liked the place, and tried to move in with action. He didn't even buy it. He didn't even make an offer. Nothing. He just showed up with his kids, got inside, and refused to leave. Police got there, ordered him out of the house, but he just stared at them through a window. They went inside, arrested him. Turns out he was on probation. Oh, no kidding. He had warrants, too, in two neighboring counties. He's facing a long list of charges, including entering a property with intent to cause damage. You know, I feel bad for the kids. They got sucked into this and, you know, they shouldn't have been. Got a dopey father. It's 7:02 WRJN, Local News and Timeless Hits. Let's check the morning news.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump at a campaign rally in western Pennsylvania. And now, the search for a motive. CBS's Sabrina Franzen.
Authorities say the gunman, identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, was killed by a U.S. Secret Service sniper. Investigators say an AR-style rifle found near his body was purchased legally and registered to his father, and that bomb materials were found in his home and vehicle.
Crook's phone is being analyzed at the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia. He worked at a nursing center, and we've learned he was a member of a local gun club. Former classmates say he stayed to himself. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
Lone actors are notoriously hard to detect and hard to prevent from engaging in violent activity. They typically don't talk to other people, so it is harder to detect an individual who isn't in communication with others.
A former Marine vet and volunteer firefighter was killed at the rally. Two who were wounded are in stable condition. President Biden addressed the assassination attempt during a brief speech from the Oval Office last night.
The power to change America should always rest in the hands of the people, not in the hands of would-be assassins.
Last night, Donald Trump arrived in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention. It was less than 24 hours after that bullet grazed his ear.
I'm Matt Piper in Milwaukee. Officials here say nothing is changing and security is as tight as possible ahead of this week's events. President Biden says he has spoken to agency heads.
I've directed the head of the Secret Service to review all security measures for the Republican National Convention.
Audrey Gibson Cacino is the RNC coordinator for the Secret Service.
We are confident in these security plans that are in place for this event, and we're ready to go. It's been an 18-month process.
Mr. Trump is expected to speak at the convention Thursday night. As for the timing of the gathering, UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
There's an advantage to having the first convention, because if you sell them, if they get excited in the first convention, they may not even watch the second convention, much less be persuaded by it.
More than 291,000 customers in and around Houston have no power. They haven't had since Hurricane Beryl made landfall a week ago. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, fresh back from a business trip to Asia, is joining the calls for an investigation into CenterPoint Energy.
Power companies along the Gulf Coast must be prepared to deal with hurricanes. To state the obvious.
A record-breaking heat wave is still scorching central and eastern parts of the U.S. today. Dow futures up 220. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were still about 1,500 homes and businesses in Racine and Kenosha counties without power this morning. We Energy says a line of severe storms caused widespread power outages across the region last night and early this morning. At the peak of the outage, over 5,000 people in the area were without electricity. There's a chance of more storms today. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A 38-year-old inmate briefly escaped from the Racine Correctional Institution Saturday night. It didn't take long for Robert Strother to be recaptured in a nearby wooded area. The Racine County Sheriff's Office sent out canine units and drones to assist in the search, which lasted just over an hour. During the incident, a staff member shot their gun, and they've been placed on administrative leave. Strother is locked up on pending charges of attempted armed robbery. The Republican National Convention kicks off today in Milwaukee, with former President Trump set to make his first appearance later tonight. Security measures have been heightened following the recent assassination attempt on Trump, with Milwaukee police and Secret Service ensuring a strong presence throughout the event. People living and working in downtown Milwaukee should expect delays and crowds, with organizers urging everyone to be patient. A major Racine County road project starts today. Crews are putting in a roundabout at highways 75 and A. In addition to the new traffic circle, the DOT will be doing upgrades to street lighting, pavement marking, and culverts. Drivers will be detoured onto highways 20, 45, and 11. The project will likely last through the fall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers avoided being swept at home by the Nationals with a 9-3 win yesterday. Shortstop Willy Adames did his part. Four hits, four RBI, including a two-run home run shot in the eighth, heading into the All-Star break.
We're always going to compete. We're not going to give up. And, you know, that's what we've been doing the whole year, and we're not going to stop now. You know, we're going to the second half now with the right mindset. So now we have to, you know, keep doing what we've been doing and, you know, just try to be better.
The MLB draft continues today. So far, the Brewers have selected four players, including outfielder Braylon Payne of Texas. NBA summer games in Vegas. The Bucks losing to the Cavaliers 112-81. Assistant Pete Dominguez is coaching the team and talked about what they need to work on.
Mainly the controllable stuff like our effort in transition, right? Our ball movement, playing with the pass. I think that got away from us early and we just weren't able to ever kind of get back to playing the basketball that we had in camp.
That's Bucks coach Pete Dominguez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 87. It's going to be muggy. That heat index in the mid-90s again this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 81. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
You know what clickbait is? Clickbait is sort of a clicky headline that you don't really know what it means, but it's a trick to get you to click on. So here I am, stupid. I know what it is. And I'm watching, and it's like, Cardi B does this. And then it says, what's the one vegetable Tom Brady refuses to eat? What? What is it, a coconut? That's so dumb. And then I go down, but it's all blurry because I can't focus because that's all I think about. And they got me. So I go all the way back and I click on it and here we go. First window, Tom Brady was born in Northern California. Next, Tom Brady started playing football at the age of 7. Where are the vegetables that you swore to God you would tell me about? I'll save you 27 clicks. It's a tomato, ladies and gentlemen. I was way off. But I can't take it because 4 minutes later, I'm down there, weather, football, and it goes, you'll never guess what this 80s actress looks like now. It's so mean. I mean, she aged 30 years in 30 years. That was her big crime.
With me and I feel fine. Mm-hmm. she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN with the Beatles. I feel fine. It's 7:12 on your Monday morning. I'm Don Rosen. And with me is Angela Speed, Vice President of Communications for the Wisconsin Humane Society. I love
good
the
Good morning and happy Monday.
Oh, happy Monday to you, too. You know, I added up in my head here. About 12 charities I give to all the time. I suck a $5 bill in an envelope every month or so. And you're one of them because... Uh-huh. You got to be, because you do such great work. You're doing God's work. You're getting little doggies adopted, little kitties adopted, making sure they have homes. And I think that's God's work, and I thank you very much for doing it, because I love animals. Love them.
We thank you very much. As a nonprofit organization, we depend on donations from the community, and we serve about 40,000 animals and their people every year. So thank you very much.
All right, here's my adoption story for you. We read this on the air the other day. Guy is traveling down a road and he sees a little dog walking alongside the road. No collar, nothing. He picks it up. He brings it to a dog show and he enters it into the category of rescue dogs. Dog took third place. he's an award winner. He just happened to be walking down the road. Somebody, you know, he got away or whatever. And, couldn't find the owner, so we entered him in a dog show. Actually, I take that back.
True story or is that
yes,
a fictional
it, no,
book?
It's a true story. They did find the owner. I take that back. They did find the owner later on. I guess the dog had a chip in him. They found the owner and they gave the ribbon with the dog that he won third place. I think it's a great story. All right, now the pet walk is at Pets Park. This is Saturday, August 3rd. First of all, where's Pets Park?
Park is petrifying spring.
Oh, yes,
Park
yes,
in
yes.
Kenosha.
Yeah, we get water there all the time. We go to their little spigot and get the water. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful park, and it's the first year we're having it at Pets Park, so we're super excited. It starts early. It's an early morning event, 8:30 to 12 o'clock. You can bring your dog, your cat in a carrier or stroller, or you can leave them at home. But it's an absolute blast. There will be live music, a walk through the park, food trucks, a vendor village, which is really cool. Lots of vendors with pet supplies and such. There's an agility course if your dog likes to do agility. And then there's all sorts of fun for kids, too. We have face painting and games. And all of this ends in a doggy costume contest.
Oh, brother.
it's a blast. It's a lot of fun, and it's a really important fundraiser to help us continue this important work, especially in the summer when intake is just through the roof right now of dogs and kittens in particular.
Bring water. Plenty of water.
And if it is hot, we will have like swimming pools for dogs to cool off in. We'll make that call that way. Hopefully it won't be as hot as it's going to be today.
By the way, the humans can cook. It's the dogs and cats. We want to make sure that they're all cooled off. You know, it's on, you know, the Reels thing they have on Facebook?
Sure.
Every day, there's two or three of them from a dog named Hermes. He's a little chihuahua, but he's very vocal, and he howls all the time. But he howls words, too. She'll say, when Maddie wakes him up in the morning, she goes, it's time to get up. No! No! And she says, I love you, and I don't know if I'm just hearing because I want to hear it, but he has, oh, he's always howling, a little chihuahua, and he's got such a personality and a lot of opinions on everything. All right, so that's the pet walk, and that's coming up August 3rd, Petrifying Springs in Kenosha. So just bring your animal there. Just make sure you get plenty of water, all right? You know, you got to have that for your dog. This is just for dogs or cats as well?
We routinely have cats show up in strollers. Okay. So it's pretty adorable.
All right.
Of course, if your cat is super social and is good with crowds, you can go ahead and bring them. If not, I'd leave the cats at home. There's a lot of dogs.
All right, we got to talk about hot weather tips for pets because they really get hot. I know on the 4th of July, I live on a main drag where the parade comes by. We put out this giant tub of water because people always bring in their pets by. And you got to keep them cooled down. Got to give them water. They will pass out. They will get sick if they don't have enough water. You don't want to see that. So water, water, water. But what else do you have for us?
Yeah, so we unfortunately do see things like heat stroke or burned paw pads every year at the Humane Society. And a lot of people just don't think about it. But your dogs especially do not cool themselves the way humans do. They have to cool through panting. They don't sweat. So you want to make sure to keep an eye out, especially for, you know, those Samoyeds and Huskies and really thick-coated dogs, and also senior dogs as well. But number one tip, do not take your animals in the car and leave them in the car.
Oh.
The inside of a car can get to like 160 degrees in minutes when it's this hot out. And if you've got dogs, you want to take them for walks during cooler parts of the day, early morning and evening hours. When you are taking them for a walk, if you put your hand to the pavement, if it's too hot for your palm, it's way too hot for their paw pads. And then, of course, if you never want to leave them outside in the sun, you want to make sure that they have access to shade and fresh water if they are outdoors. And then if your home doesn't have air conditioning, you want to allow pets access to the coolest parts of your home, like the basement or a darker room with fans. When I didn't have air conditioning once, I used to fill a bucket with ice and put the fan right in front of it to cool down our chow chow, and that worked pretty well. So you just want to really keep your eye out for those signs of heat stroke. If they're excessively panting, having difficulty breathing, vomiting, if they get a little confused, sometimes their gums will get really bright red or kind of bluish. You want to make sure to call a vet or go to an ER right away.
You know, and you're wearing shoes, and Angela just talked about that. You're wearing shoes. The dog is wearing pads, and that hurts when it's hot out, especially asphalt. So if you're walking in a parking lot, if you're walking anywhere where there's asphalt or a hot pavement, put the back of your hand to the ground. If you can't hold it there for 5 seconds, your dog can't walk on that pavement. That's it. Walk them on the grass if there's a grassy area. That's always cool. Mm-hmm. Concrete is always better than asphalt. It can get hot, but it's better than asphalt. So, and I've had dogs my entire life, and I've been through this a million times. Water, water, water on a hot day. More with Angela Speed coming up from the Wisconsin Humane Society. Keep it right here. We're going to talk about kitty adoption in just a moment at WRJN Local News. Timeless hits.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Credit scores affect a lot. Mortgages, renting a place, car insurance rates. Some employers even check credit scores before hiring people. So last month, Consumer Reports and Work Money got thousands of people to check their credit reports for errors and tell us what they found. The results were shocking. Almost half of the participants found a mistake on their credit report. That's a lot of mistakes. About a quarter found serious errors that could damage their credit score. And about a third found errors about their personal information, like name or address. So go to annualcreditreport.com. Get copies of your credit reports. They're free. And take a look at yours. If anything is off, let the credit agency know right away. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Angela Speed, my guest this morning from the Wisconsin Humane Society. Got a quick story for you, another quick one. I got a million of them, but here's another quick one. Had dogs all my life. Dogs and cats, hamsters, cockatiels, fish, you name it. We had it. It was a menagerie in our house. Anyway, so all my life I've had him. And my last dog passed away about a year and a half ago. But my neighbor, who lives about blocking back of me, has a pit bull named Juniper. It is the most friendly, lovable, sweetest dog I've ever met. Now, my yard is totally enclosed because when we had dogs, we had to have it. So there's no escape. They tried to escape, but we thwarted that. We built a fence they can't get through, and they can't dig underneath it because the fence goes into the ground. So we thought of everything. So Juniper comes over with her owner, and she runs free around the backyard. She loves it, trying to escape and looking for the way out. Just loves it. And this dog is so powerful. When she comes in, she jumps at me and knocks me down. I can't and she's not that huge, but she's so powerful. And I couldn't believe it when she jumped right onto me and knocked me to the ground. And then she starts licking you and, you know, whatever. It was a friendly knockdown. But still, so my wife says, this is our doggy fix for the day when Juniper comes over every week and plays with us. I love it. And she's
I bet she loves it too.
She's a rescue dog, and she's just a wonderful animal. What a sweet disposition. Now, the kitty adoption is underway right now, a special promotion for cat adoption. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so summer is definitely peak season for animal shelters, and this year we have just been flooded with kittens every single day, dozens of kittens coming into all of our shelters. And in Racine and Kenosha especially, we have a ton of kitten litters coming in of varying ages. And so we just launched on Saturday an adoption fee discount, 50% off all kittens. We don't do that very often, so it's a great time to adopt, and that promotion runs through July 31st. And we are open today at 1:30, and there are definitely kittens available for adoption at the Racine campus. So you can check them out on our website at wihumane.org. There's some beautiful kittens available. It's very tempting. And, of course, you can always adopt two kittens.
Yeah.
They're very social animals. They definitely like to play together, sleep together. And there's just some gorgeous ones available today.
And they like to take charge of the house, too. we had our cat. That cat, we had a dog and a cat. And the first time they met, the cat swatted the dog's nose. For the next 8 years, they got along, but they stayed at the different sides of the house. And that was their own doing. The cat laid the law down immediately when she came and moved into that house. This is the way it's going to be. And
Queen of the castle, that's for sure. A lot of cats are like that.
That's right. Now, real quick story. My wife set up a nature camera in the backyard. It's a little camera. You leave it all out overnight, and it runs on motion for 10 seconds at a time. And we wanted to see what's roaming around our backyard all night long. You can't believe what's doing back there. There's raccoons. There's possums. They're all walking around the yard in the middle of the night. And then when we're watching it, we plugged the little disc in on this giant TV screen, and there is a giant face of a cat. The cat looks right in the lens and puts her face right in there, and it takes up the whole screen. And I said, so that's where the neighbor's cat is in the middle of the night in our backyard. Now I know. But it's kind of fun to watch what's going on with all these animals in your backyard when you're sleeping at night. They're walking up our steps. Then you wake up in the morning, they're gone. They don't exist anymore. We got the idea in the winter when we saw these little footprints all over our yard. And we said, what goes on back here? So now we know. Okay, so the cat adoption is on now. And it's a great deal, 50% off cat adoptions. Let's talk about the foster need for kittens, dogs, guinea pigs galore. This is fostering. This is an adoption. This is a fostering. It's a little bit different.
Yes, fostering is providing temporary care for an animal in need in your household. And our foster parents cared for over 5,000 animals in their home last year. It is absolutely life-saving. It makes a huge difference. Every animal that goes out to a foster home means there's another kennel open at the shelter. And right now we can use foster parents for especially kittens, but also dogs, guinea pigs, and they might go to foster because they're too young to go up into our adoption program. They might have a cold or an injury that they're healing from. And right now, especially, we are seeing a lot of neonate kittens, and those are kittens who are, you know, maybe anywhere from 5 days to 3 weeks old and who don't have a mom, and they need to be bottle fed around the clock, and we don't staff our buildings 24 hours. So foster parents will take in these little neonate kittens and feed them every 2 to 3 hours and make sure that they grow up big and strong. I've done that before, and it's a ton of fun. It's hard work, but it's incredibly rewarding. And one of the biggest perks, I think, of becoming a foster family is if you do fall in love, you get first dibs on adopting.
I was just going to ask you, how many people really give back the animals in foster care? I couldn't do it. I couldn't give it back. I couldn't give back my dog or cat. Couldn't do it.
It's tough. I would say most of them do bring them back. We have a lot of repeat fosters who really like to get that kitten fix or that puppy fix for a couple of weeks, but then return that animal and know that they're going to an awesome home. It's great for families. There's that, you know, a perfect foster home. Some of them are single people. Some are families. We have a couple businesses that actually foster animals for us. So it can be a ton of fun. It's really easy to get onboarded. You just go to our website. You watch a video, fill out an application. And then you get added to the special list, and you get to see, you know, the 100-and-some animals looking for foster, and you can pick and choose which ones you're interested in and learn more about that duration of time that they need to be in foster. It's a great way, too, if, like, you're not sure if you want to adopt, if you're on the fence, but you want to see how a dog or cat does in your home. It's a great way to pursue that as well.
You know who I really give a lot of credit to? I watch these videos where these people will find a dog that's abandoned or whatever, and the dog is frightened to death of humans, shaking, quivering. And they'll get the dog, they'll bring it home, and over the course of a few months, that dog is running around the backyard with the other dogs, playing, jumping on the humans' laps, doing stuff, because they took the time to take care of that animal. And just gave that animal time to get used to the person. Didn't rush anything. You take your time when you feel like coming out and playing with the other dogs. By the end, they're normal dogs again. And I love that. Yeah. But it takes a lot of patience. Yeah.
It does. There are definitely some dogs who are more shut down or more fearful. When we have dogs come to us from puppy mill situations who haven't been socialized at all with humans or other animals, those guys definitely take a lot of time to come out of their shell. But once they do, it's so amazing to watch them blossom in new homes.
Yeah. Finally, I wonder, how do people get a hold of the Wisconsin Humane Society? You have an office. You have a shelter in Racine. You've got one in Kenosha, right?
Yep. Kenosha is just a year old. We acquired Safe Harbor Humane Society in June of 2023. So now we're in Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, Stockville, Door County, and Green Bay. And we have a spay-neuter clinic in West Dallas, too, that offers public spay-neuter.
So how do people contact? Maybe they want to drop off food. Maybe they want to drop off collars. Maybe they want to drop off little homes. Maybe they want to drop off money. How do they go about doing that?
I would say go to our website at wihumane.org. You can get the adoption hours and contact information for all of our campuses. The Racine campus is open every day but Wednesday and Sunday, and is located actually in Mount Pleasant. We moved into a new building. Oh my goodness, it was right in the middle of the pandemic. We moved into our beautiful new building in Mount Pleasant. Yeah. If you haven't visited it, it's incredible. We had the original shelter was on Chicory Road.
Yes, I remember that.
It was actually constructed as a potato barn decades ago and was turned into an animal shelter. And now we have this modern, fantastic facility. We have a classroom for things like camps and birthday parties for kids. It's a fantastic building. So I definitely stop by. It's on 16th Street in Mount Pleasant.
One more time, the website.
WIHumane.org.
You do God's work, Angela. I do appreciate it. I love animals of all kinds. I've had them all my entire life, and I think you're doing God's work. And thank you very much. I got to have you back. When you get more promotions, you talk to me, call me, and we'll take care of getting the word out, okay?
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you, Angela. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
731 at WRJN. Thank you, Angela Speed. Oh, that was, she does God's work. The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Let's head to it. We have Stuart J. Waddles watching news for us today. Stuart, what do you have for us?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were still about 1,500 homes and businesses in Racine and Kenosha counties without power this morning. We Energy says a line of severe storms caused widespread power outages across the region last night and early this morning. At the peak of the outage, over 5,000 people in the area were without electricity. There's a chance of more storms today. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A 38-year-old inmate briefly escaped from the Racine Correctional Institution Saturday night. It didn't take long for Robert Strother to be recaptured in a nearby wooded area. The Racine County Sheriff's Office sent out canine units and drones to assist in the search, which lasted just over an hour. During the incident, a staff member shot their gun, and they've been placed on administrative leave. Strother is locked up on pending charges of attempted armed robbery. The Republican National Convention kicks off today in Milwaukee, with former President Trump set to make his first appearance later tonight. Security measures have been heightened following the recent assassination attempt on Trump, with Milwaukee police and Secret Service ensuring a strong presence throughout the event. People living and working in downtown Milwaukee should expect delays and crowds, with organizers urging everyone to be patient. A major Racine County road project starts today. Crews are putting in a roundabout at highways 75 and A. In addition to the new traffic circle, the DOT will be doing upgrades to street lighting, pavement marking, and culverts. Drivers will be detoured onto highways 20, 45, and 11. The project will likely last through the fall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Some areas of Wisconsin have had so much rain that even crops that might like the water are saying enough. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Take, for example, our Wisconsin cranberry crop. Now, at first blush, you say, well, that crop probably likes water. And it does. But Allison Johnjack, University Extension cranberry outreach specialist, says this year they needed technology to try to monitor and control all that water.
We're able to make sure that we keep that good 6-inch root depth dry. And we do that by having our crop elevated a little bit above the water level. So we can raise that water level if we need to, if it's dry or when we need to flood for the harvest or for the winter or for bug protection. But we can otherwise lower that water down and keep our water in our reservoir so that we keep the soil profile at that correct level of enough moisture for the plant, but not so much moisture that the roots suffocate. We're in okay shape in terms of soil moisture just because of our ability to manage that water level.
Allison Johnjack, she's our University Extension cranberry outreach specialist. She says that the water also had an impact on pollinators. She said Wisconsin cranberries are definitely dependent on pollinator activity. With all the rain, that was slowed down this year.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels at Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And a fourth grader from Janesville and a fifth grader from Fenimore have been selected state winners in the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom Essay Contest. They were asked to write a 500-word essay with the theme, Wisconsin Agriculture is Fruitful. Eleanor Jones Sato is the fourth grader that won from Roosevelt Elementary School in Janesville. And Bree Stalsberg is the fifth grade winner from Fenimore Elementary School in Grant County. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. More available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 87. It's going to be muggy. That heat index in the mid-90s again this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 81. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I don't care what fast food I eat. If I order french fries, I have to eat every fry. Like, I get depressed if the fries start running out. Like, I reach in a bag, I'm like, I know there was more fries in this bag. Where's the rest of those fries? When I move the napkin out the way and I find that one little burnt piece of crunchy fry, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, baby, right there. My meal is complete, right? Before today, I haven't been to McDonald's in like 6 or 7 months, and I was cleaning out my car, and I found some french fries in between the seats. Yes, and the fries look better than they did the day that I bought them. I was like, how is there no bacteria on these fries? You know how bad of a food you have to be for mold to be like, I don't eat that. I was talking to one of my friends about it. I was like, yo, I found some french fries in between my seats. She was like, you found french fries? She said, I found a burger in between my seats. I was like, what, like a wrapped up burger? She was like, no, just a patty. I said, who loses a burger patty in between their seats? How dirty is your car that you can lose a patty? I've never once went to McDonald's and was eating a cheeseburger and the meat fell from between the bun. And I just kept eating it like, oh, I guess this is just a ketchup, onion, cheese, mustard, pickle sandwich.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I'm down in my mind.
just saw a picture the other day of Mickey Dolenz, John Lennon. I'm trying to remember who else was in the picture. I can't remember. There were four rock stars in that picture together. And I said, I won't forget. So it was John Lennon, Mickey Dolenz, and I can't remember the other two. Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyway, it was a great picture. I mean, talk about historic. And Mickey Dolenz, I think, was the only one still alive out of that group of people. Wow. All right, from our archives, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled it was legal for a dentist to fire his female assistant because he was too attracted to her and was thinking about cheating on his wife with her. They ruled it wasn't discrimination since he fired her because of feelings, not gender. Do you believe that? 1972, the year for Gallery. Nice to be with you. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me
have got something that's real. I know it's going.
Watson, the Gentry's local news, and now Timeless Hits 2, WRJN. All right, it's summertime, and we have a new survey here that asks people about what is their ideal summer. Here's what they found. On average, people hope to get in the water, in other words, physically get in the water 11 times every summer, 7 days on the water, things like boating, tubing, kayaking, things like that, 3 different adventures on short trips, 2 trips across state lines, and the perfect summer also includes 13 burgers, 11 hot dogs, and 11 scoops of ice cream. You know, that is the perfect summer, all that. And when I was a kid, we used to do all that stuff, cross state lines. I went in the water in the pools. I lived by the ocean, so I was at the ocean every day when I was growing up. I mean, I only lived about 15 minutes away from the Atlantic Ocean, so we were there all the time. Man, that is a perfect summer, especially the burgers, hot dogs, and ice cream. You can throw burritos in there, too, if you want.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their incomparable chocolate eclairs. O&H's crisp, light pastry shells are bursting with buttersweet and custard cream, topped with their famous fudge icing. Also featured is O&H's cinnamon raisin bread at just $4.75 a loaf. Swirled with premium cinnamon and raisins, it's an O&H customer favorite. And remember, there's no substitute for oven fresh. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Are you a neglectful roommate, leaving the toilet paper tube as a surprise when it runs out? Do you get asked, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts trained to help match your sleep style with the right mattress, meaning anyone, even people like you, can sleep. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
Machine. On a
look inside the let the sound take you away.
It's going to be partly sunny today with a high near 86 degrees right now. Sunny at 71 degrees right here at Radio Park. This stat still holds true in the U.S. One in five people in Britain say they won't hang up on a scammer. They think it's rude. Well, the 20% will hear them out before they hang up on them, even if they know it's a scam. Me, they don't get through. I weed them out before they call me.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose. Say the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Mama
days, the calm will take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Down by the schoolyard. Local news, Tampa's hits, WRJN, and I'm Don Rosen, and it's a minute before 8 o'clock. We'll check news at the top of the hour. Besides doors falling off, landing gear falling off, near collisions, here's another reason I don't like to fly. A wild United Airlines passenger who is wearing a Scarface shirt flipped out so hard she bit off a chunk of a flight attendant's uniform. The passenger was restrained, later arrested. Now, who wants to go on a vacation, start the vacation on a nice flight, and see this going on in the aisles? You know, the doors falling off, the landing gear falling off is probably worse, but still, who wants to see that? Hey, speaking about vacations, I got a mini vacation. We give it away to Chula Vista Resort in the next hour. You can win it right here at WRJN. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's check your morning news.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Donald Trump arrived in Milwaukee for today's start of the Republican National Convention, just over 24 hours after a bullet grazed his ear during an assassination attempt. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is in 20-year-old gunman Thomas Matthew Crook's hometown.